Of the slew of bills assembly lawmakers were scheduled to debate, perhaps none was bigger than a major renewable energy bill. It would require the state to generate 25% of its energy from renewable sources by 2025. As of this morning, that issue remains unresolved. It was supposed to be voted on last night, but got bumped to tomorrow's schedule. That's the last day of session, which does not help its chances. But Assembly sponsor Spencer Black says there's still time to make this plan law. The key, he says, is a sign from senators that they'll vote for it too.
With Senate support, we'll have the votes we need, but we're waiting to see some sign of progress on the Senate side.
Those signs have been all but non-existent of late. Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker has said he's worried about the cost of the plan to ratepayers. Another big bill also got bumped to Wednesday that would make sweeping changes to Wisconsin's election laws. There were signs that it might also be a close call. The plan would make it easier to register to vote in Wisconsin and would let people register to vote online for the first time. Eau Claire sponsor Jeff Smith told reporters he was still confident the bill would pass.
You know, this is the modern age. People are banking online. People are shopping online. They're sharing more valuable information with vendors than they would be through the registration process.
The assembly did pass a plan to regulate the payday loan and auto title loan industries. That sets up a showdown with the Senate, which passed the identical payday loan bill but didn't touch auto title loans. Oshkosh Assembly Democrat Gordon Hintz says it makes sense to cover both.
If you leave auto title regulation, you're simply just incentivizing and encouraging the proliferation of a practice that is far more harmful.
The Assembly also passed a plan, with mostly Republican votes, that would deregulate traditional phone companies like AT&T. Senate leadership has sent signals that it might not take up that plan. The Assembly did agree with the Senate on a bill that would force schools to get rid of what any district resident feels is a racist mascot, logo, or nickname. That plan now heads to the governor's desk. The Assembly also agreed to most of a bill that would set up a state-run insurance program for people on a waiting list for Medicaid. And within the past half hour, the Assembly was debating whether to expel or censure Chippewa Falls independent Jeff Wood, the lawmaker charged repeatedly with driving under the influence. Whitewater Republican Steve Noss wanted his colleagues to kick Wood out of the Assembly.
While we may not be able to prevent further dangerous behavior by the representative, we do have the power to make sure he can't do it as a serving member of the People's House.
But Democrats who run the Assembly signaled that expelling Wood was too harsh and would not pass. Assembly Democrat Mark Pocan said Wood struggled with addiction and mental health issues.
And if that's the way we treat someone like in our body, to expel them, I don't know a single person in this body, I think, who'd be mean-spirited enough to actually believe that.
Without an expulsion resolution, Wood gets to keep his job and keep his pay until his term ends. Other big issues got put off. The Assembly did not take a final vote on a bill to create regional transit authorities for bus and rail. It did not vote on a plan to regulate issue ads. And it put off a vote on a major education reform bill that would give the state school superintendent the power to intervene in struggling districts. The clock is ticking. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.